2 weeks ago, we had a confirmation that the PSO to Donegal Regional Airport will be continued for the next 2 to 3 years, which was very good news at that time, and that will all be sorted out between now and the 1st of February. So today's announcement by Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Transport, is that he's making $2 million available for the development of facilities and marketing and promotion of regional airports. The four are Donegal, Knock, Kerry and Cork. So I welcome, it's going to be a significant sum of money for Donegal, upwards, we're not too accurate at this time, but upwards of $500,000, which should be of great advantage and great help to the airport, as I say, to develop facilities there to market the airport. And really, the aim is to make it more viable for the long term.
So with this funding and the announcement of the PSO a fortnight ago, it's a good few weeks for Donegal Airport.
Absolutely. A terrific fortnight, a very good positive fortnight for Donegal Airport. And I emphasise time and time again the importance of that facility for Donegal, for the Northwest. It helps, it attracts industry, it helps business, it helps commerce, it helps tourism. And in every front, it is a very good facility to have in the area. And if anything were to happen, it certainly would be a huge mortal blow to life in the Northwest. And it's becoming more relevant and more to the people and to everyone these last number of years. And last week's announcement and today's announcement will certainly help it along that way.
With the likes of the Wild Atlantic Way, we have seen more and more tourists coming to the county over the last few years. Can you see Donegal Airport growing now going into the future?
I certainly do, and as you say, the Wild Atlantic Way has been probably one of the most imaginative, creative initiatives by the tourism industry in Ireland for a long time. It's going to ensure a more geographic spread of the huge increase of visitors coming to the country. There has been a significant increase already during this last year, in 2014, to the numbers coming to Donegal. You've got two towns and villages, and they were just packed out. People like places like Dunfanaghy, down around Fannet, over around Donegal Town, and there are all these places. So to have the airport there, it certainly is going to be another point or another facility that will enable access to the county. Access is so